Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gems Podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Do you have a logo for your business that you'd love to turn into stickers? Maybe you're looking for snap tag and share stickers to really connect with your customers? We can help at Cosmic COP. Stickers is what we do best. With fast turnaround, easy to use website and speedy delivery. Want custom stickers? Think Cosmic COP. CosmicCOP.co.uk. Reissued with the permission of his family. All proceeds from the late Stephen Kelliger's book To Bangladesh and Back are being donated to the Stroke Association. This book you're about to read is a day-to-day account of the things I did, the things I ate, but most of all, the people I met when I went to Bangladesh for a holiday. Available in paperback, in Amazon, and on Gem's Linktree.
Hiya, just a bit of a disclaimer. The podcast episode you're about to listen to was actually recorded from a recording on Twitter Space. And so this was recorded when we were having terrible weather. If you live in the UK, you know what I'm on about. It was terrible weather and the signal over here, when the rain comes, it's a nightmare. So I noticed that in the recording, a few bits have dropped out, but they are still there. And at the end of the recording, it cuts out. So if it sounds different, it's because I've had to re-record some bits. But you live and you learn, right? So I hope you enjoy the episode. And if you feel free, drop a comment on my Twitter, it's at Radio Gem. But without further ado, thank you for listening and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. Well, Twitter Space if you want. So this is live. I haven't done live in quite a while. The last time I did it was with radio. So, and that was a fair while ago. So I'm a little bit nervous and excited as well. So this is pre-recorded as well. As I do a Twitter Space, this is my third time doing it. Only one you can hear though. So I'm kind of making this up as I go along and I have show notes in front of me. But before we get stuck into it, this is the intro again. Hi and welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. I am Gem Swallow. I hope you're doing well. So Twitter Space is basically on a Twitter app. And you can talk to people and you can record it and people can get involved. In this episode though, I'm going to be talking about instinct. And it's something that I think a lot of people don't talk about. Maybe a lot of people don't follow theirs, but I think it's something that it should be talked about and celebrated. So I want to talk about it because recently I had an instinct and it just was so strong, I had to follow it because it involved my health. Now, as you guys know, if you follow me on Twitter, it's at Radio Gem, or if you follow me on the podcast, I am living with a really, it's got a really big name. I can't even pronounce it, so that's a good start. But basically, I have oral and neck cancer, and I have been through 2 cycles of chemotherapy so far. That's the only treatment I have had medically. However, I have been using something else that I'm going to be talking about in an upcoming episode. But for me, when I started my chemotherapy journey, the first cycle, I didn't know what to expect, but it went well. The second cycle was a lot harder. I'm also going to be talking about that in an upcoming episode. But one thing that I've learned is with instinct, it's there. And it won't go away unless, first of all, you listen to it, and second of all, you act upon it. So, about 2 weeks ago, I had this instinct. I was on my second cycle of chemotherapy, and I had this instinct that something just wasn't working. It was making me feel ill. I thought, I can't do this. I said to both my mum and my other half, I can't do this again. Seriously, like, this just is, it's taking everything. I'm all for it. If you're going to do something, you give it your all. But this, when it involved your health, I was being sick. I was just not in a good place. I realised I couldn't do it anymore. And so I sat there and thought, my instinct is telling me something's not right, and I've never been one to not listen to it. So I decided to take matters into my own hands and try and act on the instinct and do something about it. I did this, and it changed a course of action for me. So when I look at instinct, I was thinking, well, what does it mean to you? Because different people say different things, and both men and women have instincts. I think in a busy world, though, it's easy not to listen to it. It's so busy, it's so hectic, you've got people giving you unsolicited advice, you've got people, everyone has an opinion, not all of it's facts, and not all of it comes from a great place. But I was thinking about instincts, I thought, what does it mean to you? I thought, okay, for me, it's just my body's way, or maybe a higher thing, I don't know, but it's my body's way of saying something needs to change, this isn't working. Or it's a heads up that, hold on, we're heading somewhere here, and where we're heading, this isn't working for us, this isn't going well. And usually it's like, I guess it depends on what religion you follow. For me, I've always been quite spiritual. And I guess it depends on how you've been brought up as well. But for me, I've always had a gut instinct. It's kind of my personality. I'm an observer, even though I'm outgoing, but I observe the environment around me. But I also listen a lot. So even though I talk a lot, I also listen. And you can pick up on subtle patterns and cycles and not even realise it. And recently I did just that, but it isn't the first time. So for me, if I were to look at what does instinct mean to you, it would be, it's your inner self, or maybe your higher self. I always say maybe like an inner voice. It's like something needs to change, or it could be you're on the right track, keep going. So I think the first time I remember my instinct kicking in medically, I remember, I actually talked about this on a podcast before, and I remember I was having, I don't know, a really bad time with my periods, and something didn't feel right. I remember looking up my symptoms, and it came up that I had, that, like, the symptoms I had were something called endometriosis. And I remember looking on the internet, all these pictures of anatomies and YouTube videos. I remember thinking, that's what I've got. I'm sure that's what I've got. You couldn't see it, The only way you can see it is by having an operation. I don't even think it shows up on a scan, but it depends on what scan you do, I guess. But I remember when I looked up online, and I was so sure of it, I remember saying to Jack, my other half, I think I have endo. Jack was like, yep, I agree. If that's what you think it is, then it must be that. I remember saying to my mum about it. I remember saying, I think I have endo. My mum wasn't quite sure because no one in the family had a health condition before. So it was more like, well, what is it? How can you have it when no one else in the family's had it? So that was another journey. But I've also had it when it came to people. And I think everyone has this instinct where you can look at someone and you know exactly who they are and whether they are part of your tribe or not. So I think it can happen whether you meet a new family member, whether you meet someone at work, in any group of people, or even just one person you meet. I think you have this sign in your, like this inner voice that tells you, well, they either are your people, you know, you're going to get on well with them, you have lots in common, or they're not for you. And for me, I'm of the mind that I feel like if you're not for me, I'm kind of like, I'm not going to pay much time with you. You know, it's more like, okay, we're on different paths or we're not vibing. Life's too short. I'll go my way, you go yours. But also, it can also be in a good way, I think. That instinct, it could tell you, like, okay, this is safe or, you know, go forward or keep going. So, the other question was examples of when you followed your instinct. So, for me, it was more to do with health. And for me, it was more to do with, okay, something's flagging up here and my body is shouting, listen to me, listen to me. And recently, even today, it's happening again. So, for me, this whole past week, I've had a big 4 weeks of just being kind of left to my own devices, which I've absolutely loved. No hospital appointments apart from a blood test. No chemotherapy, no having to deal with nausea. I actually had a little glimpse of my life before all this happened. And for me, it's been 4 weeks of like, I don't know, just like, oh, I can relax. But on the flip side of that, it's been 3 months of hospital appointments, meeting new people, being told all different kinds of information. And it isn't until you take a break from that and you realise, wow, like how did I muddle my way through that? That was a lot. Today I had this very thing happen. Well, the last 2 days really. I've been sitting there and thinking about my next move with treatment because it's going to affect me either way. And one treatment it's going to affect me in a negative way because I've kind of been there, done that. And another way, another idea I have is if I go down this route, I'm seeing something working and I also want to add another thing to my toolbox and it might get through quicker. But the last 2 days, I figured, okay, something's coming up for me, and it's going to happen relatively soon. And my instincts like piped up and said, I don't want this. I really don't want this. This doesn't do well with me. Like, there has to be another way. Like, I know we want to get to A, B, or C, but do we have to go down this route? It's kind of like, I'm sorry if any dentists listen to this, but have you ever had it where you have a dental appointment and you think, oh, I really want to go to the dentist? I mean, I have never met someone that loves a dentist. I mean, to me, I find it very invasive, but you know that moment where you think, oh, like, I really don't want to go, but it's like, I'll make the appointment now, and if I don't go, I might get fined, or you think, oh, man. Can I just cancel it? And you think, I'm not in any pain, and my body's not kind of like, nothing seems to be like going wrong, so can't I just like blow it off? And you kind of think, okay, I can blow it off, and maybe like in a week or so, if I'm feeling like up to it, if I'm digging it, they'll be like, oh, I'll ring up and make another appointment. Or it could be, oh, just like take a few deep breaths, grit your teeth, and go on through it. I have come at this problem of mine at all different angles, and I thought, the same thing. I thought, okay, this thing has to happen. It's unfortunate, but it has to happen. It's like getting over a hurdle. But before my experience in what I'm experiencing, a lesson that I've learned is, you're going through something, but why does it have to be a painful experience? Why can't there be some fun? Why can't there be some pleasure in it? So I've been looking at this and thinking, if I have to go through this, if it's going to be painful or it's going to be negative, you're not going to want to go through it. It's just human nature. If it hurts or if it makes you bleed or if it causes discomfort, we learn at a young age that if it does that, you're not going to want to go through it. It's just, you know, something that you're going to want to avoid. It's the way that our instincts are built. And I think this is where that feeling comes from. So for me, I've been looking at this and thinking, okay, this has to happen. It can go one way, where I know there can be something that causes me harm, or can go another way, where I'm promised like a better way, or I have a feeling like it might pay off, I might get through something quicker. But then you have to factor in all these other things. And when you don't have the right information at hand, they say knowledge is power. I agree. The right knowledge is power. But when you don't have the right knowledge, it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to have to buy my time. Obviously, something's backing up, but I'm going to have to buy my time with this. So when I look at past experience, like all of us, past experiences say, okay, if you ignore this feeling, which is there for a reason, but if you ignore it, it's kind of like, it's not going to go away. It's there for a reason. But if you take note of it, it's kind of, by saying, it's up to you how this goes. You can go the easy way, or it can go the hard way. So here's the thing. When I did this Twitter space, I know a lot of people probably aren't sure what a Twitter space is. Maybe you follow one, maybe you don't. I know it's a new thing. So I didn't know what to expect when I did this Twitter space, but it was a topic I really wanted to talk about. So with this, I am thinking that if you would like to share with me a time when your instinct has helped you out, then what I will do when this episode is finished, I'm going to release it as a podcast episode so you can listen on back. But if you want to have your say, as always, you can drop a comment underneath the new post on my Twitter. And then, if you so wish to, you can kind of say how you feel about instinct. And all the questions I'm asking, for examples of when you followed your instinct. Because I kind of think, like, it's there to keep you on the straight and narrow and help you out a bit. So if you come across this episode and you'd like to get involved, feel free to, as always, drop a comment underneath the episode when it goes up. I share it on my Twitter. Feel free to drop a comment. So my final question is, has your instinct ever got you into trouble? And this is an interesting one because for me, I don't think it ever has. It's kept me from being in danger. It's kept me from making mistakes. I could think, no, I won't listen to the little voice in my head, you know, like, I'm just going to do things my way. And it could have gone very wrong. I could have got hurt, or I could have had something that led to a mistake. It might have taken me years to get over. And then I could turn around in a conversation one day and say, if I listened to my instinct, that probably wouldn't have happened. But I think, with me, when I have an instinct, because it's been there, and it's kind of, I remember when I was single, before I met Jack, and you hang out with guys, and the instinct was, yeah, he ain't the one. Or that guy is not for you, or like, are you serious, Jem? I mean, come on. But if you're interested in a guy or you're hanging out with a guy, it would be, the silly instinct would be, this ain't the person. Like, you pick up on signs, symbols, or patterns, right? Now, when I've been with Jack for 15 years, and even now, every day, it's still like, yep. He's our guy. We made the right choice. But I've never had some example. I don't know about you, but I've never had an example of when my instinct has led me down the wrong garden path. Where I've looked back and thought, God, if I hadn't have listened to that little voice inside my head, I wouldn't be in pain, or I wouldn't have had to work hard mentally to get over that. So something has to be said, right? When we look at instincts, what I find curious, it depends on what religion you follow. I think religion plays a part. Now, for me, right, when I was growing up, my primary school, or I guess if you're in the States, it would be known as elementary school. My primary school was very focused on God. We'd have an assembly. I'm surprised it wasn't called a congregation at the time. But we'd have an assembly, and we'd sing, you know, God-loving hymns, really. It was kind of like, even though it wasn't the Church of England primary school, it was a school that really celebrated God. Now, it wasn't until I hit my 20s that I looked at what I was taught in primary school, you know, because they are learning years, right? But I looked at what I was taught, and I thought, I don't believe that. I mean, we were taught Christianity, for lack of a better word. But when I look back, I think, I don't believe in what I was taught. I don't believe, like, the image I was painted doesn't make sense to me. But I realise that what you grow up with, some people would say that the instincts you have maybe comes from a higher calling, like God. Like, he, some people feel very close to him. Me, I'm more spiritual, so I don't believe there is a God. I believe in, you know, that when you die, you go on to a better place and you have an afterlife. That's what I believe. But I don't believe that, honestly, this is what I had a hard time with when I was at school. And if you are a Christian, I mean, no disrespect, but this is just how I see it. So I was taught when I was younger, there was a bloke in the sky, he saw and knew everything, and he would, one day he would come down and teach us all of our, you know, all our ways, and like, everything was God's creation, all the animals you see, everything was to do with, he created everything. Adam and Eve is where we came from, Moses parted the sea, you know. This, right, Kumbaya, and you know that song that reminds me, I don't know if you remember it, let me know if you do, that song, "We Needed a Shelter, Were You There," that song, and it's one of the hymns from assembly when I was in primary school that always stuck with me. I'm not gonna sing it because you'll never be the same again if I do. I'm not gonna do that to you, but if you remember the song, it's like, if you know, you know, right? So for me, when I look back over my entrance into looking at whether religion was right for me, I remember I was kind of being sold this story of this bloke that we all knew the story, you know, God, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, we all know it, right? But it wasn't until I hit my 20s that I looked at it and I thought, well, I don't feel like there's a God in the sky, okay? I'm not going to really go into it because I don't want to offend anybody, but I thought, right, I don't believe there's one man who knows everything, but how big is he? I mean, most guys, you know, if they're tall, there's a limit to their height. I mean, this guy lives in the sky, surrounded by clouds, and it's a lot of people to watch. But another way of thinking, I was like, okay, if there's a God, why is there suffering? Why is, you know, and I guess that's a podcast, and like podcast episode for another time, but why is there suffering? Why is there poverty? That kind of thing. But when I hit my 20s, and I guess, you know, you socialise differently and you meet different people, and I think that is when your instinct kicks in. I think your instinct is there when you're a child. I think whoever is raising you is, like, enforcing it because it makes you feel safe. Like, don't go near that pot on the oven, it's hot. Don't go near the fire, it burns. Or if you're going to go out, wear a coat because it's cold. Or eating fruit and vegetables, they're good for you. All this stuff, if you're a mum, if you're a dad, if you are raising kids or you've been raised by, say, a parent or whoever it is you've been raised by, these are things that form you. But also, I think that if you've been raised and you've had bad experiences, like if someone's hurt you emotionally, mentally, or physically, I think they can form you. If you have had, say, trauma from a young age, I think that that can have an impact on the rest of your life because you're more aware of the signs, the symbols, and perhaps the flagging, you know, of potential danger. Now, for me, it's interesting because I'm a migraine sufferer. So in my day-to-day life, I have to be very careful what I eat or if I'm around odours or loud noise. So my brain is hardwired to sense danger. It's the way that I am. I'm like a weird robot. I'm wired in that way. And because of that, maybe I'm more used to listening to my gut instinct. Because I don't know about you, but if you live with a chronic health condition, you can look on the back of food and think, right, with that ingredient, this can go one of two ways. If I eat it or consume it, it can give me pain. Or it could be like, well, this is my new favourite thing. Like, why didn't I consume this earlier? Like, where has this been all my life? But usually, if you have pain or you've had suffering because of something, you think, well, I'm never going there again. I've been there, done that, got the pain from it. No, thank you. Next. You know? So for me, I find that with more experience you get in life, maybe that little voice inside your head speaks up a bit louder. But also, how does the world around us, where we're so busy and where it's so busy and loud, and we're living in a time now where you've got social media, and to be honest, there are a lot of people out there that want and crave your attention. They want your eyes on them. And that's okay. If that's what they require, that's fine. You might not care for it. It might not be your cup of tea. But you're going to have people that are kind of like, hey now.
Hey, now look at me. So, with that in mind, I would like to ask you one final question. And you can comment on the picture on my Twitter. I'd really love to hear what you think. My question is, you have an instinct. Do you follow it? It's a food for thought, isn't it? For more food for thought, join me next week on my podcast, Quirky Gems Podcast. It will be over wherever you get your podcast, the normal way. And we'll be talking about something completely different. But yeah, let me know what you think of the subject of instinct. Have you followed yours? Has it got you into trouble? Let me know. Until then, well, I'll leave you with that for you before. As ever, thank you so much for pressing play on Quirky Gems Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I will speak to you next week. I'm Gemma Swallow, and this is Quirky Gems Podcast.
get involved on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem.